Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I am the tailfin road locomotive. You can polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. A rusty old American dream. Still running. A rusty old American dream.
It is another Saturday morning in CCO land when we answer your car care questions, thanks to the help we get from ASA certified technician Nick Stoffel. Nick, of course, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, welcoming those car care questions again this Saturday. In fact, Nick, good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Denny.
We're at the last Saturday of January already. Wow. That went by rather quickly.
Time flies.
Yeah. How are things at Lloyd's this week, this past week? A little, I won't say easier, but the warmer weather does help, doesn't it?
Well, it's funny, you know, you go to yesteryears and when it would get cold, you know, the cars would not start, you know, going back to carbureted vehicles even, or just technology was different then. The cars didn't handle winter real well. And in the last few years, obviously the winters have been maybe a little milder. But even when we do get those cold snaps, it's not like it used to be. You know, we were joking that, you know, when we were much younger, we would have a notepad and pen and we'd have all the service calls listed. And at some point in the day, and this is probably 20-some years ago, you just take the phone off the hook because you couldn't do anymore. And
yes.
I think cars are different. We don't have to worry about that anymore. But, you know, we always say it takes 12 months to make a year. And as we go through the cycles of the seasons, you know, a mild winter might be a hot summer. And, you know, we never know. So we just kind of do the best we can each day, each season, and keep going forward.
Take it a day at a time, like everything else. If you have any kind of a car care question, I urge you to call or text Nick. Our time goes by so quickly. Nick will take his leave about 7:45 when Jack Farrell steps in. So any issues with your car, your truck, your van, you got to bring it in for service. But you might you want to know what might be wrong with this thing, and if it might be costly or an easy fix. Call or text 651-461-9226. As I said, don't wait. Our time goes by so quickly these Saturday mornings. 651-461-9226. I was thinking yesterday, Nick, as I was running into the grocery store, I parked the car, and as I was getting out of mine, of course, watching the door so it doesn't hit anybody else, which I wish more people were a little more careful, but that's a whole nother show. I saw, and I haven't seen a can of Heat in so long, and then this person, whoever was parked next to me, on the passenger seat, among other things, was a can of Heat. Tell us what that is, and do we even need that anymore?
Well, it's funny. I didn't know you could still actually buy it, and essentially it's isopropyl alcohol, and the reason we used to add it to the fuel is to absorb the moisture. So, you know, the fuel with the heating and the cooling, condensation, you end up with a little bit of water in the fuel. And by adding that heat, it'll absorb that. So it kind of takes the water out of the fuel, make, you know, back to yesteryears, it make the vehicle maybe run and start a little easier. Well, now, since we put ethanol, which is alcohol, in the fuel, we don't need to do that any longer because it's already in the fuel. It absorbs that moisture and keeps the fuel burning the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they still make that or not, but evidently it was. Now, maybe this person had it camouflaged and had some other liquid in there. I don't know. That's a whole other story.
Who knows?
Again, here's our phone number. It also happens to be our text number, 651-461-9226. Texter says this morning. Good morning. Thank you. My low tire light went on. I had air put in all tires. And now the light remains on. Tires seem to be fine. Do you think it's a faulty sensor? What do you think the fix is?
Well, it's possible. It's also possible that the spare tire has a sensor in it also. So sometimes, you know, depending on the make and the model of the vehicle, we forget about that. And then you have a flat spare and you're like, well, I've checked all these tires. I've overinflated slightly. I've done everything I can. And you come to find out it's a spare tire. That's one possibility. The next possibility is you go see your mechanic, your shop, and they can take their handheld tool and go to all four sensors and read them, make sure they are pinging or they are reading correctly so the car can see that. So two steps. The one you can do yourself is check the spare tire if easily accessible. The second step is you might have to take it to your shop and have them check to see if one of those sensors is not reading.
But is that a pretty easy process with whatever tool you're talking about as far as checking the tire sensors? Is it pretty easy?
Yeah. I mean, depending on the, once again, make and model, I like to say,
true.
They're all a little different.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can ping it with this. I mean, depending on the, once again, make and model, I like to say,
true.
They're all a little different.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can ping it with this handheld terminal, read back, and if you can see that, it'll tell you this. Some cases, the strength of the signal, the strength of the battery, kind of give you an idea of what's going on, or at least an idea. You know, the difficult thing is if one of those failed, well, then you got to remove the wheel and tire from the vehicle, disassemble the tire from the wheel to put a new sensor inside that stem on the wheel. So it's not horribly of a process, but it's kind of inconvenience, especially for something so simple.
Yeah. Texter just sent this in. What would cause my brakes to squeak, but only when it's in reverse?
The weather outside. It's a lot of moisture in the air, and you get a slight condensation, which creates a little bit of surface corrosion on those brake rotors. The way the wheel is rotating, the way the pad contacts that rotor when you go backwards makes it squeak a little bit. I'm sure after one or two brake applications, it's gone. Nothing to worry about. It's the season. Mm-hmm.
Nick, let's grab a phone call. Mark is checking in this morning from Minnetonka, I do believe. Mark is on CCO. Hi, Mark. What's your question for Nick?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, Nick, I just wanted to verify that your son is the one that owns the shop in Denver. Is that correct?
No, that would be Dan's son who has the shops in Denver, and Dan is the guy that I worked for my whole adult life.
Okay. Well, shout out to Dan. He recommended his son to my daughter who lives in Denver, and she got her car fixed at Pearl Street Garage. So shout out to Dan on that.
Well, excellent.
So I've got it worked out great. I've got a 2018 Dodge Grand Caravan, and my check engine light came on, probably 2-3 weeks ago now. I brought it over to one of the auto parts stores and used their tester to see what was going on, and it said that I needed a new thermostat. Is that a hard thing to do on a 2018 Dodge Grand Caravan, or is that something I need a shop to do, or how much would that be roughly?
And I don't know the labor time for sure, but usually, a thermostat, depending on the van, it might not be too bad. Some vehicles, that thermostat can be like under a manifold or kind of buried under the hood there. But if you have the tools to do the job, you can go online, you can find the procedure. The part itself isn't horribly expensive. It's going to be nice weather. If you have the space and the tooling to do it, I don't have a problem, but definitely find the procedure online, print that, read through it, don't get yourself halfway into it, because if you get the thermostat or the coolant out of the engine and you can't get it back together, now you're paying for a tow. So always caution people. If you have the correct tools to do the job, the space and the know-how, I think it's great that people try to maintain their vehicles. Just caution, because if you get down that road, you run into a little trouble, you might be stuck. So I think in this case, if you have tools, I would say have at it for sure.
All right. Mark, thank you. Thanks for the comment. I know Nick will pass that on to Dan when you guys talk. We need to take a bit of a break here, a quick one. We'll come back and pick up on more questions. If you have any kind of a car care question, call or text 651-461-9226. 32 degrees, that's our current Twin City temperature reading. Areas of fog, maybe freezing fog. In fact, a light freezing drizzle also reported at this moment in the Twin Cities. We're heading for a high today near 38, right now at 32 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. We're in the midst of our car care show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, I was just thinking, we're talking batteries, we're talking all sorts of car issues, car, truck, van. If people have some issues, how do we find you guys if they need help at Lloyd's?
Absolutely. If you ever have a question or need a little advice or suggestion, please don't hesitate to call 651-228-1316. And if you happen to be in St. Paul, on Grand Avenue, swing on in and say hi. We're at 982 Grand. And if you don't mind, check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good. We'll pick up on that information when Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 or so this morning. We have callers, Nick. We have lots of texts as well, so let's get back to it. Sherry, I believe, is on the horn. Sherry calling in from Stillwater. Sherry, good morning. What is your question for Nick?
Good morning. Yes, I have noticed when I'm driving down a road and if it has a lot of bumps and I'm hitting, I try not to, but when I hit the bumps, I feel like there's a man inside my car knocking. I mean, it sounds like somebody's knocking on your door. What is that? And how soon should I get it fixed? Does it have something to do with the front wheels?
Well, first thing I would say is good luck avoiding the bumps in the roads, because as we all know, it's the roads are always needed repair, and they're trying. But in all seriousness, if you hear a noise that's changed or a feeling, especially with steering and suspension, at least get it looked at. I'm not saying you need to have it fixed immediately, but we don't know. I mean, that knocking noise could be something as significant as a ball joint or a strut that's coming apart, and that could be potentially dangerous. it could, the stabilizer link becoming a little loose, which maybe you can wait a little bit. So it's going to vary on what I would tell you to do based on what they find. So I would, my advice would be at least have it looked at, get an idea what's wrong, what it's going to cost, then you can plan for it. If it's one of those, this ball joint is very loose or this strut is, you know, internally coming apart, you might have to do it right away. So I would get a look at it, come up with a game plan, and then proceed from there.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate the call. Let's see. Again, back to the text messages. When the texter says, I shut off the car, should I turn off the radio and the heat and cooling system, etc.? What about those accessories? I'm kind of a fanatic there. I turn everything off.
Yeah, you know, I don't, I think we used to do a lot more of that in history over time. I don't think it matters as much. You know, they all talk about switching, you know, in the summer months, you turn the heat on to shut the air off to blow all that moisture out of the air ducts from the air conditioning. And there can be some truth or some benefit. Shutting the electrical accessories off the vehicle, your last few blocks or last mile of your drive, probably does help the alternator top off the battery. So it doesn't hurt, but I definitely don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, my wife, on the other hand, leaves everything on. So that's when I go drive her vehicle. I mean, the blower and the radio and everything else. But, yeah, I really, after all, I don't really think it. Unless, you know, when it's really sub-zero and you're parking outside, I kind of do what you just suggested. You know, a block or two before you get home is shut everything down. And or not the lights if you need them, but things like that. So, say, let's grab another phone call. I see we're getting action both more on text and calls. Ed is calling in this morning from Bigelow, Minnesota. Ed, good morning. Thanks. What is your question for Nick?
My question is on sulfur that they've taken out of diesel fuel. I don't know if they only took it out of the road fuel or also the farm fuel. But I guess sulfur is pretty important to diesel engines. So I think at the pumps it says 13.5, which is too low.
We don't talk much about diesel here in the show, do we, Nick?
No, we don't. And I have a piece of, or I have a machine up north that does use some diesel. And to be completely honest, I go to one station because they have the one option with what I want. A few of the other locations will have multiple diesel 1, diesel 2, low sulfur. I mean, there's a whole variety of them, biodiesel, you know, on highway, off highway. So it can be almost as, can be quite confusing. And, you know, I know they're changing the makeup of the fuel to try to affect the emissions in the environment, which is a good thing. But I do know in some situations it's harder on the piece of equipment. So I'm not sure how to advise you what to tell you to do other than, you know, I found the one place near my my place up north that had what I needed, so I had to stick to that guy. So I would, if it's all possible, depending on what you're trying to accomplish, find a place that can best serve. I mean, maybe it's not ideal, but best serve your needs, yeah, and stick with them.
Very good. I know we have to break for weather here momentarily, but let's grab another text. Toyota RAV4 question, these tires. The question is, are there places I can get discount tires that would still be quality and safe? So somebody looking for a deal, but they want good tires. Is there such a place? And are there such tires?
You know, don't buy used tires, my opinion. I think that's a bad idea for a whole variety of reasons. So I'm just going to stop on that. And, you know, branded tires typically are better quality, last longer, but they cost more. It doesn't mean there's not some options out there that are reasonable. You know, check with some of the tire outfits, see what they have, get online, do a little research, talk to your friends and your neighbors, see what people have. If you do a little legwork, you might be able to find a diamond in the rough that could serve your vehicle well at a reasonable price. I'm sure there's options. I just can't, you know, personally, I don't have firsthand experience, but I would say just ask around, get online. You know, many tires, too, if you look, they always have a rebate, certain brands, so that can save you $75 to $100, which is pretty substantial. So it'll take a little legwork on your behalf, but I think you can find yourself the right deal.
Because really good tires cost really a lot of money. But I think you
do get
what you pay for, yeah. All right, hang on, Nick. Yeah. We're going to take a look at that forecast, see what this next week's weather, besides this weekend's weather plans are. We'll do that, and we'll come back with more. 651-461-9226. That's our call and text line here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We have a few minutes remaining in the show. By the way, we are here every Saturday right after the 7 o'clock news break, getting some answers for any kind of a car care question you may have. And Nick, we have a bunch this morning to see how many folks we can help out before you leave us. I have, Texter says, a 2015 Kia Optima, about 113,000 miles on it. It's running well and has had regular maintenance over the years. Lately, when the engine is hot and it's been running a while, I'm picking up a smell that may be coolant. I'm not noticing any leak or residual anything residual under the car. However, when I turn off my heating and cooling inside the car completely, the smell goes away. Do you think this is an issue with my cabin filter? I don't recall the last time that may have been changed. You got to wonder about that, Nick, if it's a cabin filter, but you're smelling coolant. That may be two different issues, right?
Well, or a smell like coolant. The cabin filter is great maintenance, especially if you're having any kind of smell on the interior of the vehicle. I think it's your first step almost always. Don't make more out of it than we need to. So replace that cabin filter. It's good. It's a great idea. Now, that being said, if you have a very minor coolant leak and, you know, it is dripping onto something hot, it evaporates. It burns off. You might not ever see it hit the ground. And if it's very, very small, it's enough to create a bit of a smell, because if it's leaking near, like, the intake portion for the heating and cooling, the HVAC system of the vehicle, you might be drawing some of that air. So it's possible there's something going on there. But I go back to my original thought, replace the cabin filter, give that a little time, see how that is. If you're not noticing any coolant on the ground, the leak would be very minor. And if you're not adding any coolant to the overflow reservoir, once again, it'd be very minor if you know, not measurable. So I think they have a little time to take a couple steps in this process.
Okay. There's a 2016 Dodge Grand Caravan. 2 weeks ago was in for a spark plug change, tune-up. Yesterday evening on a short trip to the grocery store, it started missing, so we put in some heat. There goes heat again. Wondering if the temperature changes affected moisture in the gas line. Have not driven it since.
No, there is ethanol in the fuel, so I don't. There's no need to add anything additional to it. By, you know, if it makes you feel more comfortable, by all means, but I don't think it's necessary. If it started to miss, it's possible that there might be an ignition coil. Depending on the vintage, there might be a plug wire there. But I would see how it runs again. If the check engine light is coming on, then there's some good data to support the misfire. Take it back to the folks. You know, maybe something happened with one of the plugs. Maybe there's something defective. You know, I would, you know, give it another drive. Give it the weekend here. If you're still having an issue, I would, you know, give them a call come Monday and get on their schedule to get that reassessed.
Okay. This listener had a small fire in their garage. Ouch. It filled up with smoke, and when we opened the door to back the car out, now has a slight smoke smell in the car. Any suggestions how to get it out of the car? Thanks for the help. Great show. Well, thank you for that. What about getting the smell of smoke out?
I'm sure you can. I don't know the easy button on that one. I mean, you can get it detailed. You can vacuum, shampoo. Very careful with that headliner. I would only let a professional touch the headliner. You don't want to mark that up or dent that up. But, you know, the upholstery and the carpeting, you know, you get a good shop vac and find some sort of detergent that's appropriate. And, you know, it might take a few different attempts there, but that's the first step. And if not, you might have to find an outfit that can detail that interior to kind of help clear that out, but I can't imagine how frustrating that is. That would not just the fire, but then the smell, and keeps reminding you of the situation.
I don't know if something like Febreze would help or not. I remember years ago in another car to get the and changing cabin filters, there must have been some moisture in the carpet or something. It was kind of a mildewy smell. So I sprayed in the intake by the windshield outside some Lysol spray and let that run while I was outside the car. And that did the trick. But again, it could have been a whole different thing other than the smoke. So good luck with that. Let's see. Okay. Okay. This one goes for quite a while here. So bear with me. It's not just a small paragraph. It goes forever. Let me try another one here. 2007 high mileage Lexus runs rough. Never had a tune up. Is a tune up for a 6-cylinder easy? Is the question.
Likely the way engines are installed in the vehicle, oftentimes that the front cylinders are fairly easily accessible, but the backside are not. Many times you have to remove the intake manifold, so it could be a several-hour process or procedure. But at that mileage, it's definitely due. So it's going to cost you a few dollars, but the car will appreciate it, keep it running longer, healthier. You know, there's no reason to get rid of that vehicle. You know, if it's been maintained or if you do maintain it, I would consider it a forever vehicle. So meaning you can drive it forever until you see fit. So it's going to cost you a little bit, like I said, but it's probably worth that investment.
Okay. I think we have time for one more, Nick. 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Recently, when starting the car, the radio phone map screen in my dash flashed from full screen to a quarter screen. I shut off the vehicle, restarted it, same thing. Started it again, it was back to normal. Two nights ago, the same screen was totally black when starting the vehicle. Again, shut off the car. Started up again, it was back to full screen. What could be going on there?
You know, it's, as we all know, cars are more and more computerized. It could be something with the screen itself or something with one of the computers that's communicating with it on the network. So, it might be... it might be worth having somebody scan it. It might be worth having somebody see if there's updated software. A lot of times we'll have some glitches as such, and they'll have a new piece of software that we can upload into the vehicle to resolve those types of things. So it might be worth a little research to see if there's a simpler fix. I'm sure that screen unit is not inexpensive, so I would try to cross off as many on the list as I could. So I would check for any kind of information about a bulletin related to it. I would check for any information related to some software updating and then see if those two don't lead to a better situation.
Okay. I apologize to a listener who had a very detailed text that went on for a few paragraphs, and that's always kind of tough to read, at least on our screen here. So I've invited that listener to call in next week and ask the question via the phone, and then you can hear exactly what he or she is saying and asking about. So, listener, thanks for that. And give us a call next week, and you can ask us that detailed question. I'm sure Nick would be glad to field that one, too. Nick, as I said, we have to run. Thank you for your time with folks, again, that might need help from Lloyd's. You guys are always fun to hang around. How do we get in touch with you?
Absolutely. If you ever have a question, like we said earlier, need some advice, don't hesitate to call 651-228-1316. And if you want to, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. And then if you wouldn't mind, please check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
We'll do that very thing. And Nick, I know my daughter will be seeing you guys on Friday getting a new battery, and good luck with that, I'm sure you guys will have some fun. But anyway, Nick, thanks again. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
You betcha. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.